come, the ladies are all waiting."
"Yes, yes," replied Mr. Winkle with a ghastly smile. "I'm coming."
"Now, sir, start off," said Sam.
"Stop a moment, Sam," gasped Mr. Winkle, clinging most affectionately to Sam. "I've got a couple of coats at home, Sam. You may have them, Sam."
"Thank you, sir," replied Sam.
"You needn't take your hand away," said Mr. Winkle quickly. "I meant to give you 5 shillings this morning for Christmas. I'll give it to you this afternoon, Sam."
"You're very good, sir," replied Sam.
"Just hold me at first, Sam, will you?" said Mr. Winkle. "There, that's right. Not too fast, Sam, not too fast."
At that moment, Mr. Pickwick innocently shouted, "Sam, come here!"
"Let go, sir," said Sam. "Don't you hear Mr. Pickwick calling? Let go, sir."
With a violent effort, Sam moved away, and in doing so, gave a considerable push to the unhappy Mr. Winkle.